Hey guys, Alex Newman here at the Moment of Truth Summit, hosted by Mike Lindell. Really focused in on the election shenanigans going on. And we're with Rick McKay. He is a conservative Republican activist from Little Rock, Arkansas. And he was describing to me earlier a story that I'm hearing over and over and over again from all across the country, but he seems to have a real good perspective on it. So I wanted him to share it with you. Rick, thank you for being with us. So you guys had some really interesting experiences in Little Rock trying to get on the Republican Party, what do they call it, the committee there in your area of the country.
Yeah.
What happened?
So the Republican Party, that's Pulaski County. That is the second largest county. It used to be the largest county until Northwest Arkansas, which is the Walmart headquarters area up there, has overtaken the size now. So there's a group of like-minded people that have come together that are business people that are supporting each other's businesses and stuff, a local business, you know, trying to buy more local and keep it local. And so we've come together to meet and to just get involved. We all know, I mean, at this stage of the game, pretty much you would have to be, blind not to be able to know that the election had some issues. That's putting it lightly. Or that the election was, if we want to be frank about it, completely stolen, you know, in 2020. And so trying to get to the bottom of that, and just people are mad and they're upset and they want to be involved. So I'm with a group of people that are, like I said, like-minded. You know, I hate to use the word patriot or whatever. We're just concerned citizens and we're conservative minded, which is what the Republican Party is supposed to be all about. So we've come together at the request of the Pulaski County Committee chair person, went on the radio and said, hey, we need people to get involved. We want you to get involved. We want you to get involved. So we hear this and we said, you know what? We should get involved. And we all did. We came together. And there was about 80 or 85 of us that joined the Republican, the Pulaski County Republican Committee. Okay. And we did that back in February, March of 2022. So we go through the process. So we went a little bit further. We read the rules. And what we did was we actually went down and we paid our fee. We filled out our application and we went down and had that notarized, that application notarized, and then we filed it at the county clerk's office. Turns out that there was a lot of pushback, it seemed, from us doing that. Well, what that does is that actually puts you on the ballot, okay, as an unopposed candidate for the Republican committee in your county. And so there's no undoing that. After the primary, once the primary's over, you're unopposed, you're automatically in. So you're now a member. So when we got seated about a month ago, we had a committee meeting, our monthly meeting. We had a committee meeting and we had a and so we got seated. And when we got seated, then we closed that business for that meeting. We closed that meeting and then we opened the Pulaski County Convention, which is where we elect the delegates. And that's when it all began.
So those are the delegates that can go to the state convention?
That is the delegates that would be going to the state, to the Republican County state convention, right? From Pulaski County, the second largest county. That's in the second district. There's four districts in Arkansas. We're in the second district. There's eight counties in that district. So what happens is that because of the shenanigans that happened and we not feeling very welcome, okay, it seemed as though there was pushback, we decided that we would put in one of the people that was in our group of people to be, or would try to get her elected. Her name's Lori Justice. We would try to get her elected to be the county convention chair. And we were successful doing that. In fact, overwhelmingly, okay? Which we knew at that moment that we had the majority of the votes. Well, there's an establishment in all of these counties commissions that have been there for a long time, and we appreciate them working hard all of this, all the time up to now. But where we're at is there is a groundswell of grassroots individuals that are getting involved, you know, because they're just not going to take it anymore. We're tired of what's happened and we want to see something done about it. And we're not going to stop and we're not going to go away. Well,
and you would think the party would welcome all this fresh energy, the grassroots, the activists that want to do something, right?
And that's where we're at. It's like, why are we fighting amongst ourselves? Why is it that there's such pushback? But it becomes apparent that there is a power struggle going on within the Republican Party. And that's nonsense, okay? And it's not coming from the people that are newly involved. We just want to get involved. We just want to be involved in trying to figure it out, making a place, a safe place, preserving the freedom and election integrity for our children and grandchildren so that we can take back this country. Okay, and we don't feel like we should be fighting the Republicans, which, and, you know, time after time after time on stage, you're hearing all of the fights that are happening for these people that are out fighting to try to get it fixed in Arizona, in Michigan, in Massachusetts. I mean, you know, mother of our Constitution and so forth. You know, it's the Republicans that are blocking. It's our own party. And I'm just saying we have got to do something about that. Well, anyway, so get back to the story. What happens is that we put Lori in as the chair, okay? And that means that the established chair, who is our active chair, committee, county committee lady, very nice lady, she was not. Because Lori had then as temporary and permanent chair for the convention. This is where we're going to elect our county delegates to go to the state convention. And we had 71 delegates. Well, as you might imagine, it went really well for us at the end of the day. We started that meeting at 6 o'clock at night. We had first the county convention meeting, and then we went straight into the convention delegate election part of the meeting after the committee meeting was closed. So what ends up happening is that we first put forth a ballot. Now, they've never had a full slate of delegates from Pulaski County. That's good, right? We now have more than enough people. We not only have that, but we've got alternates. We're going to have people that are not, you know, if somebody can't make it, we're still going to have 71 delegates no matter what, because we had over 40 or 50 alternates that was, elected also. When we got there, so Lori, we began to put the ballot together. So the people are a little bit upset that now the chair lady for the committee is not in charge. Okay, and not running the election. So they withheld the list of the members that have all of the names properly spelled and that you could just simply go through and everybody that gets nominated gets a check mark. We delete everybody else. There's your ballot, right? Okay, and so because we had a list of people that were in our group that we were going to nominate, campaigning for our group of people, had that list. And so Lori utilized that list, and every one of those people got nominated. Well, their group of establishment people nominated some 30 or 40 other people as well. So we had 90 or 92 maybe on the list of people that were nominated, right? And as it turns out, only a few of their people won, because we had the majority. Our group of people had the majority. Okay, well, they're all new members. That's a good thing, I would think, right? So let's let these guys get involved and come on, we'll welcome you, come on, hug you up. You know, let's get around the campfire and do this together, all right? Because we have a country to save. And so what ends up happening is that they were pretty upset that none of the elected officials, the superdelegates or whatever you want to call it, were elected, right? Or very few, if any. This went on. The first ballot was basically a draft ballot. It had different case, lowercase, uppercase, because of the two different lists that I was telling you. You know, they nominated, so there was a secretary that was typing in the new nominees. At the end of the day, it ended up being a ballot. And somebody said, hey, this is not going to work. You got different names, you got different fonts. And we said, yeah, that's right. No, no, everybody was 100% unanimous. Yeah, that's, yeah, redo that. We got to redo that. Well, by the time we got that ballot, the second ballot redone, it's now 12 o'clock, 11:45, right? We still
midnight.
Haven't voted. Yeah, midnight. We still haven't voted. Understand, we're going to be counting 90 or 100 ballots. We still haven't voted. We got 71 people to count. We got to make sure that there's no overcount, et cetera, right? And so we did that, and then there was first a opposition to that ballot saying, hey, there's a couple of names on here where one person's name is spelled A L A N. It should have been A-L-L-E-N. Everybody knew who it was. The last name was spelled correctly. And some people didn't have a representative. They might have had congressperson or whatever, but it wasn't consistent. So there was a motion because of the lateness of the hour where one of the guys, one of the attorneys that was there, Rob Steinbach, he stood up and he said, listen, you know, because of the lateness of the hour, let's just do this. Let's everybody pass out the ballot. Let's take a pen and ink, and we will change our own ballot so that everybody understands. We'll call it out from the podium. That's what we did. And Lori said three different times, is there any opposition? Is there any opposition? Is there any opposition? Anybody got a problem with this? Speak now or forever hold your peace, right? Nobody opposed. Everybody was fine with it. And that's the ballot that we use. Now, it's very important to note that the district chair lady, and I don't know, her name is Melanie Gullick. Okay. She's the second district chair lady. I witnessed her changing the ballot that was given to her on the thumb drive, took it into the back office behind locked doors, and I persistently got my way in, and I witnessed her changing and editing that ballot that was ultimately the ballot that they opposed in their complaint.
So we've only got a couple minutes of tape left, but so you guys did it with the ballot, and then you went to the state convention, and then what happened?
We voted, and they filed a complaint. Now, they waited until 2 days before the state convention. They filed a complaint with the credentials committee, okay, and they would not let us in. The delegates in.
So at the state convention, the delegates
couldn't
go.
No, they wouldn't let us in the hearing.
Oh, into the hearing for the challenge.
Of the ballot. Yeah, right. Okay. And there's video. Epoch Times did an article on that. You can find Matt, I forget what his last name is. You may know him. He did a really good article on it. And there's some video out there on YouTube. Well, at any rate, they filed that complaint. Well, the credentials committee said, well, we don't think that the... because of the errors that were on the ballot that everybody agreed were okay, that the ballot was okay, that they said that the delegates, the 71 delegates, many of which were new members, should not be seated
at the state convention.
That's right. And as it turns out, our committee, Pulaski County committee chairperson, and our second district chairperson, Melanie Gullick, who actually edited the final copy and printed the ballot, said that the ballot should be counted as invalid and we should not be seated. Okay. And so they had a vote. They wouldn't let us into the convention. We couldn't explain what happened. Okay. Because if you heard our side of the story, the people that were in there, they were kept from the truth inside the Republican convention. The state Republican convention. They were not given the truth. So we lost by like four, maybe six votes total. It was like 300 and something to 298 or whatever. All right. It was 306 or 305. And we lost. And so we didn't get seated. But it was.
So your whole county's delegation
was? The whole Pulaski County, the second largest county.
Wow.
And here's the really strange thing about that. Okay. The Republican second district chair lady stood on the convention floor and spoke against her, one of her eight counties, from being represented in the state. Figure that out, okay? Explain
that. They must be worried about the new conservative grassroots trying to get involved.
What were they worried about, okay? And we've been told that they were concerned that we weren't going to vote to certify the primary. Nobody, I'd never heard that until after the fact, until after the convention was over with. So, you know, with misinformation, they made that judgment call. Who knows why? But one of the things that you should do is look that complaint up, and I'll send it to you in an email, and I'll send you the response so that you can post that out on your website.
Okay, we'll try to put it in the footage here. And so what's the next step now? Where you guys go from here?
Well, we've already had a meeting just the other day, and, you know, we really want to try to get along. I mean, none of us want to fight the Republican Party. What we want to do is we want to get busy about saving our country. Listen, we challenge all of those people that are in the establishment that have been there for a while that might be misled. Maybe they're watching only Fox News, okay? And they're not watching your show. And they don't know that these election machines is one of the ways, you know, have they all watched 2000? It should be required reading, right? Before you can graduate, okay, into the real world of politics in your state, into the Republican Party. And everybody should have to watch this Truth Summit that Mike Lindell, what a hero, what a patriot that guy is. And you're doing a great job in your show. And we just need to try to come together and stop with the bickering within our own party. Otherwise, the Democrats are just going to sit back and say, hey, that guy's going to kill that guy. We don't have to do anything. All we got to do is take the power when the vacuum happens.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we can begin to come together. And so we're not going to make any big deal about it because it's, you know, it's spilt beans already. You know, there's not anything that we can really do about that. But it needs to be told. That story needs to be told. Because what are they going to do next time? If they'll wait until 2 days and then have the hearing less than 24 hours before the state convention takes place, if they'll do that, that's a shenanigan. That is dirty, dirty politics, okay? And it does nothing but sow strife in our party. And if we don't stand up, and so we fight that kind of corruption and that kind of dirty deeds with telling the truth. And that's why I want to get this out on national news. I want people to know that this is what happened in Pulaski County, in Arkansas, okay, where Governor Asa Hutchinson, who will be running for president, pretty sure, against Donald Trump, okay, he's going to be watching and he's going to be hearing, and he's not happy with the fact that there's a whole grassroots group of people that may not be 100% behind him, okay, that are supporters of Trump, right? And this is not a Trump rally. It shouldn't even be. These election machines and this election integrity, which is what this is all about today, it shouldn't be a Republican. It shouldn't be a Democrat. It shouldn't be a bipartisan. It should be a bipartisan issue.
Yeah.
It should not.
And it used to be. I mean, in 2016, the Democrats were shrieking bloody murder. But folks, the story that he just described, things like that are happening all across the country. So that's why we wanted to share with you this. I've seen it happening. They don't want conservatives. They don't want young grassroots, liberty-minded folks getting on the county parties and moving on up to the state. So it's a real thing. It's happening all across the country. Rick, thank you very much for sharing that story. We appreciate it, and keep us posted.
Yeah, you keep up the good work too, okay? We got to keep getting the truth out. That's
absolutely
the main thing.
Thank you very much, sir.
On our side.
Amen. Thank you, sir.